All right, well, I am really excited to share with you a special announcement today that the Feminine Collective community is now open for enrollment for founding members. Those of you that have been hearing me share about this community, I am just delighted to be gathering, connecting, mentoring, and inspiring those of you that come into this community. This is for the woman entrepreneur who desires to build a business and a life that is in alignment, that you want to use both soulful and spiritual tools and techniques. You want to listen to your inner voice. You want to leverage the feminine energy that we truly are not taught how to use, and really how to balance that out with the more masculine, go after, create strategies and structures for your business. And so we are going to be sharing content. We're going to be gathering in community. You're going to be receiving mentorship from me on a monthly basis. Go over to thefemininecollective.co/join for all information. Between now and July 19th, you have an opportunity to join as a founding member. And again, you'll want to check out thefemininecollective.co/join for all information. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hello, 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 everybody. For those of you that are watching the recording, be sure to follow all the directions for the challenge and get yourself active and included. I am so delighted to be here. Welcome to day one of the challenge. I'm going to wait for those of you guys to jump on here, everyone that's joining me live, and we'll let Facebook notify you all that we are getting rolling, and I am really, really excited to dive into the content. What's up? We've got two Brittany's, both Brittany's here. Hello, hello. So you guys, this is one of the things, I'm going to make this announcement a few different times, but in order to kind of get credit for the challenge, make sure to just say hello, presence yourself. Brittany's saying hi. So excited. Karen, you're jumping on here. Hello, Andrea. So I'm going to share with you guys how the challenge portion is going to work. But just like presence yourself, say hello, hi from LA. What's up? Hi, Heidi. Got Courtney Walsh here. Hello, Kara's jumping on here. All right, you guys, I'm going to make sure that I can see this here as well. Give me one moment. Christy's jumping on here. All right, that way I can. Cool. All right. Oh, Kate Adamo from Australia. So happy to see you. Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right, you guys are all popping on here. So welcome officially to day one of our challenge, Trusting Your Feminine Voice. I am really excited to be here with all of you and to share this content that just feels like, oh, as you guys know, I have just been kind of channeling and just opening up to a deeper side of me and deeper side of myself, and just accessing intuition and trusting and really saying, yes, I see you, you know, coaches and this and that. And like everyone has their opinion on what I should do and how I should do it. And here I am just like doing what I feel called to do and what I know has made the most transformation both in my life and in my clients' lives. First, I want to, hello, Melissa. What's up? Maria. Oh my God, this is so cool. So happy to see. I love gathering all the people. Clearly, gathering, connecting with all of you truly is one of my deepest whys of why I show up. And I just know the power that happens when we all do this. So Number one, just the challenge rules. So we may just take an extra couple minutes to do that. I'm going to be going over the content today is what is feminine energy and why is it so important in our business, right? I think a lot of us from a personal perspective know that like our feminine energy is important in relationships and maybe our health, but why is it actually important to implement and intertwine this energetic into our business? Number two, we're going to talk about ways that we all might be avoiding it and what that is costing us in our business and our lives. And the third thing I'm going to cover today is what are ways that we can access more of it. I'm going to be going more into that tomorrow, but today I'm going to be sharing with you a couple of easily accessible ways to tap more into that feminine energy. So first things first, the challenge rules. So let's just kind of get this out of the way. Every single day, there's going to be 3 points that you can win. The first point is showing up live. So again, if you're just coming on, make sure that you say hello, loving all the hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just say hello so that my team can capture that you are on here and we can get you that first point. The second point is going to be posting a takeaway. I'm going to be asking you a specific question on this live. And so we will start a feed in the Facebook, in the Feminine Collective Facebook group. And if you just post your answer in that, and the way we'll do this is that I'll ask you to do a little bit of journal writing on the questions that I'm asking you. You can either take a picture of the journal or of your journal writing and upload it, or you can just do one quick sentence. And then the third point will be an actionable item that I'm going to ask you to do and go challenge you all to go and do. And the third point will be if you take a selfie of yourself doing it or just post about your experience if you tag me on either Insta stories or on your Instagram feed, just share about your experience or an aha or something that you learned from this challenge, tag me and that'll get your 3 points. So we'll have 3 points every day. Those of you that get the 9 points at the end of the challenge, we will draw a winner out of the hat and you will receive a 6-month membership into the Feminine Collective community. So I know some of you guys are really excited about the community, as am I. I'll be sharing all those details at the end of the challenge on Wednesday. And the enrollment will officially open on Wednesday afternoon and will be open for 10 days to that community. So let's dive in, shall we? Bonnie, I see that you're here. Is that how I pronounced your name? Alice Wilcox, amazing. Hello, nice to meet you. And Christy, hello. Yay, so amazing. All right, you guys, it's been so long since I've done a challenge. I'm curious, those of you who here have been part of any of my money mindset challenges? I think it's been, hi Lisa, how are you doing? I think it's been like a year and a half since I've run a challenge. And it's interesting, just food for thought for, this is like a business strategy tip. I personally love challenges. I love connecting with all of you. I love going live. I love gathering, you know, everyone all at once. I have also found that 5-day challenges are incredibly draining for me. They sound really good. And then when I start showing up every single day at a certain time, I'm like by Thursday and Friday, I'm kind of, you know, really like, it takes a lot of energy to show up in this way and hold the container. And so I was like, what could feel easy and just really fun and full? And it felt like a 3-day challenge this week was appropriate. So we're all coming off of a holiday and, you know, it's like, I'm all about it feeling easy and having it feel fun and what feels good. And so that is why we are doing this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday instead of a 5-day challenge. All right. So first things first, I want to kind of set the foundation and the tone for what is the feminine energy, and then we'll go into why it's important in your business. And so there is so much teaching. There are so many books. I am a student of this work. I have, you know, really delved into a lot of this work, both in my training, getting my master's in spiritual psychology, as well as different retreats and goddess retreats and whatnot. And I'm going to keep this pretty basic. And just, you know, kind of like top line information for the purposes of here. And the reality is that we all have, whether you're a man or a female, or a man or a woman, you have feminine and masculine energy inside of us. And so we as women have a tendency to be able to access our feminine energy much quicker and much deeper, simply because that's typically more of our innate energy. And the Western world does not appreciate it. Most of us are not taught how to use the light side of feminine energy to build our lives and our businesses. I know that I wasn't. And so this has been something, you know, whether you want to call it the feminine energy or divine intuition or your inner knowing, all of those words kind of correlate. There are nuances that are different, but it has been something that over the years I have really had to learn and practice and literally kind of be like an onion, like peeling off the layers and going, what does this feel like? And what does this know? And how do I be a woman in a world that really says that, you know, making money and building your business and doing all these things and like getting things in the material world and doing those things from a masculine place is the best and the only way. And I did it for so many years in a certain way. And got burnt out and got exhausted and had adrenal fatigue. And those of you guys that know my story, you know, gained 40 pounds on my little 5'2 frame and didn't have my husband and didn't have all the things that I desired. And while I was making some money and like having some quote unquote success in the world, it just felt so exhausting and I knew that it wasn't sustainable. And what the health challenges did for me is it did send me on this more spiritual personal development journey where I found out things about the feminine energy and how to connect more with spirit and how to access my own intuition. And, you know, again, I'll just share, like I am a student of this just as much as all of us are together. And so it's like, I still find myself in ways of like, oh, I'm really pushing like my limit here and I'm getting sick or I'm really in my masculine at this moment. And so much of the feminine collective for me is really about doing it a different way, like doing business a different way and really calling on that deeper side of myself. So I derailed in my personal story, but the feminine energy and the masculine energy both have a light and a shadow. All right. And I'm just going to kind of go over those columns with you because I think it's really important for every single one of us to see how am I acting in kind of the light of the feminine and how am I acting in the shadow side of the feminine as well as the masculine. So the light feminine is truly when we are in flow. It is when we are trusting. It's when we're in that gray area and we don't know how, but we know that like, we know that we're on to something. It's that full body yes that you're just like, exhale, deep breath. I don't have all of the things in front of me, but I'm just tuning in and I'm trusting. And I know, like, I know, right? It's like that gut, like you guys know that gut, right? Of like that gut feeling that you just know. That is the feminine in her flow, in her light. The feminine is also compassionate. She is like connected to Mother Earth. She is connected in through her feet and through the roots. And then she's also connected in her seventh chakra, like up to the heavens. Some archetypes just for us to all kind of think about. I'm not going to go into any of these in the challenge, but just to kind of throw out there, there's these archetypes in the feminine, in the conversation of femininity, masculinity. Some of these include being the queen. I've heard it be said several times that the queen is like the beautiful blend of the masculine and the feminine energies. You know, she's just like on her throne and she knows, like she knows what she knows, and yet she's willing to leverage and share and tell. The mother also, like, oh, like I could cry, like the mother, right? Just like so connected to earth, so connected to giving, so connected to birthing in the world. And the mother can have a shadow side as well. The wise woman is an archetype to think about when I'm talking about these. The lover has a light side and a dark side, the warrior and the maiden. So just throwing those out there for you to kind of like, oh wow, like am I in my mother archetype, or am I in, you know, maiden? Am I feeling girly and playful? Am I, you know, in my queen right now? Am I a wise woman? Am I feeling very, you know, connected to sage and like just my spiritual knowing? So I've shared with you guys from a feminine energy perspective, the light. And then I wanted to talk about the shadow of the feminine. The shadow feminine is destructive. She is very dramatic. She is manipulative and she will do whatever she needs to do. She will coerce. She will use her sexual energy. She will use her domineering, controlling energy to get what she needs. The feminine in her shadow gossips. She feels lost. She feels very ungrounded and like flighty. I'm sharing these things with you not in a way of like, oh, like, like, I'm that, or we all are this. We all have experienced the light. We've all experienced the shadow of the feminine. And it's just about having some awareness of when, oh, wow, like, how am I, you know, showing up in the shadow side of the feminine? Now, moving on to the masculine, the light side of the masculine, which we all need, are using our brains, like being smart, being strategic, being focused, being driven. You guys have heard me talk about this before, I'm sure, but it's like male anatomy, masculine anatomy, right? Like, it is like focus, and it is like very clear on what it gets. Those of you that are partnered or have husbands, like my husband, he goes out and he like hunts every single day and like brings home food for our family, right? It's like he is on a mission to do what he needs to do. Yeah, Brandy's sharing like logic. Like, you know, Brandy and I just did a podcast episode together. It's coming out on Thursday. We shared about how we had a lot of success in the real estate world being very masculine minded. And a lot of us are taught to like take care of ourselves and to keep ourselves safe in this world where you have to fend for yourself and make money, you know, by that. Now, the shadow side of the masculine is being overly competitive. I personally believe that there is, you know, healthy competition, but it is about just being like so competitive, which I know that I dealt with in my younger years. Pushing, forcing, making things happen, being like harsh. What it leads to is burnout and exhaustion and adrenal fatigue. So I'm sharing these things with you. So like being driven, being strategic. I love that, being unapologetic about pricing. Yes. Just like having like clarity about your self-worth, which I actually think worth and receiving, that's also very much a light side of the feminine, right? Like we can be in our full feminine and just be very clear that like, yes, this is my value, this is my worth, and then communicate that with love and with boundaries and with just our essence. So please, you guys, I love this. Like, let's make this a collaborative thing. Like, please share light side and shadow side of the masculine and the feminine. What I'm wanting to share here is that we need both. We need the masculine, the feminine. And what I have seen in my own life and a lot of my, you know, clients and friends and the work that I've done with women in the world is that because we are not typically taught how to use our feminine in a light way, in the ways that we're really desiring to, right? To connect to our intuition, to dive deeper into our own inner knowing, to open up and receive the abundance, to be connected to those energetic forces, to prosperity, to really open and like be in that like gray, uncomfortable point where we don't know how, we don't always have a plan. And then the masculine brings in those strategies when needed. What happens is that because I think we're just grasping for the feminine and like we want it so badly and like there's that those parts of ourselves that are just calling out, we tend to then go to the shadow sides, right? Like we tend to just like create drama or pick fights or gossip when like none of us at our core are we wanting to like talk badly about somebody or be manipulative or feel lost or ungrounded or any of those things. But it's almost like we don't know how else to access that energy. And so much of my inner journey and my spiritual journey, it's like I'm going to be brought to tears because I'm so passionate and it has changed my life so much, is about learning how to use these deeper, more spiritual ways to guide my life, to guide my relationships, to guide my business. And that is where I've like experienced the deepest fulfillment. That is where I have found the most aligned, like, oh, right, like that's the next step. Oh, right, that's how to do this, or that's how to put those pieces together. And so my question for you is, what are the ways that you have been avoiding that inner knowing or that feminine energy or that light side of feminine energy? While it might seem that like we would naturally want to do that, if we don't have the skills and the tools to access it and to, if it's not habitual and we don't practice it on a regular basis and we're not surrounded in community where it is honored and appreciated and celebrated, then it's like it's not our innate go-tos for so many of us. And so we tend to kind of push it away. We tend to hear that small voice inside that's like just, I always think it's like this like little angel kind of chirping on my shoulder going like, do this. And I'm like, no, like that doesn't sound very smart. Or like, I don't know what the plan is for that. Or, you know, like that feels really uncomfortable and like a new way of being that I don't have a guide for. I don't know how to do that. So what have been the ways that you and I, us, what are the ways that we have all been avoiding this energy and this direct inner knowing? And then I want you to think about, what has it cost you? Like, what does it cost you in time or relationships or money? And this is not about like focusing on the negative, but it is about just really getting honest with yourself around, how many times did I hear that voice, or how many times did I hear that like, that little tap, and I just like turned the other way, right? That I didn't really want to like lean into that part that was uncomfortable. And so that's going to be your journaling exercise for tonight or tomorrow morning, is what are the ways. For me, one of the ways that I avoid it is I just keep busy. Like I'll like put my head down and I'll like, you know, I honor the hustle. Like it's like, oh, I just got to go, go, go. And there's like so many things I got to do, and I've got to like make this happen. I have to push and I have to force. I think a lot of people, thank God, I don't feel like I do this anymore. Like they just unconsciously, they're just like in action, right? Those of us, whether or not you have kids, it's like you just get up and you just do, which is why I'm such a huge fan of meditation. It's like it stops us. It stops you, and it helps you be proactive about your day instead of being reactive all the way through the day. There have been times where I haven't shared what my intuitive thinks, or quite very honestly, I have, you know, probably prolonged doing this more feminine work and really, really diving into how it relates to our business, because I felt like it wasn't going to be appreciated, or it wasn't going to be well received in the online space, or that my clients wouldn't really want that from me. It's like they want business strategy. That's what they want. They want to be told what to do. They want to be told how to do it. And it's like this like woo-woo talk, or this feminine energy, like, can I even make money doing that? I don't want to sound crazy. I don't want to feel out there. And so it's like, I have just kind of pushed it aside and been like, that's going to be something that like I do internally, and I work with my healers and my coaches on, but I don't know that I'm really going to like dive into this in the work that I'm doing. So it feels so good just to like share, you guys. And this is what this is about. It's like, it feels good just to be like, yes, this is how I've been showing up, and this is how I've been acting. And like, it feels so free to just like say it. So I appreciate it. I see some of you guys coming in and sharing it, and I love that. And so yeah, like feel free to keep kind of sharing the ways that you've been pushing it away. And then really look at, what does that cost you? You know, have you experienced moments of adrenal fatigue, of whatever it is for you? Maybe it's weight gain. Maybe it's challenges in your relationship. Maybe it's feeling like I feel like struggle with like, how much do I work? How much do I, you know, how much am I a mom? Is it like that guilt? So this will be the journal question of the day. And then I'm going to ask you, just for purposes of space, you don't need to, you can either upload the journal entry or just write like a sentence or two. We don't need like an entire three paragraphs in the Facebook page, because I really want to go in and read everyone's. And so does everyone clear on that question? Can I just get some like hearts or like yes, thumbs up? You guys are clear on the journal question? Okay. So then the last piece of today's challenge is, how do we start accessing the feminine energy more fully and, you know, more intentionally on a daily basis? And so today I'm going to give you some really easy ones, and I just want you to, you know, play with it. And then tomorrow we're going to go into maybe ones that will bring you a little bit more out of your comfort zone. For today, I want you to commit in the next 24 hours to do one thing, take one action, and intentionally set the intention of like, I'm going to experience more femininity through this act, right? So some of the very, again, the very kind of simple ones are, put on some essential oil. I actually put on some rose oil just right before I got on this live. And it's just like the rose, whether maybe it's lavender, maybe, you know, chamomile, something that just really supports your system, your nervous system, to slow down and to breathe and to pause. What we're wanting to do with tapping into feminine energy is to open up space, to open up the pause, to create more room for like being intentional and getting clarity and seeking, you know, guidance for what it is that you're wanting to do. So it's like slowing it down. And you guys have heard me say before, you slow down to speed up. So essential oils. Maybe you put on some music that you just feel alive in. And this can be, in a range of music. You could do something that makes you feel more sensual. You could do something that makes you feel playful. You could put on music that makes you feel alive and just like invigorated. Just put on some music that makes you feel, right? It's like the feminine feels. She has a range of emotions. I could go all into that, but I'm going to pause. So another way that you could just bring in this more feminine energy is move your body and move it in a slightly slower way. You guys know if you watch my Instagram, whatnot, I love working out. I love lifting weights. I love running. I love spinning. But the feminine also loves to like roll her hips and maybe you do some cat cows, right? Like just do some yoga exercises. I love doing these at night before I go to bed. Just arch. And then, you know, bring it in, arch, bring it in. One of my clients the other day, I gave her the assignment to go and put on a free flowing dress, just like kind of bohemian goddess dress, whatever that means for you, who cares, and go and cook a meal, like get your feet barefoot and get in the kitchen and just like enjoy. And if that's not something you enjoy, then that's not the thing for you. And if it is, if that feels like it would bring you pleasure, then that's what you do. One of the other ones that may be simple for some of you and maybe more challenging for others is paint. Like my son has all these watercolors and like every single time we take out some paint and just kind of like throw paint at the thing, I'm like, oh, this feels so good. Like this is really joyful. Like this feels so good. You guys, this is about feeling good. Like it's about feeling good and having life like be easier and not taking it all so damn seriously. And if any of you guys are like, what the hell does this have to do with business, you guys? Like it has everything to do with business, because what I know is that when we're feeling good and when we're feeling open, we're feeling in our flow, it's like we're so much more creative and we're so much more in tune and we can get those intuitive hits about like for any, I'm just going to say a little piece on this and I'm going to go a lot more into this into day three, but like I can't help myself combine the two because it's like this like more kind of feminine conversation and intuitive conversation and like goddess energy. It's like when you're in that space, you don't question what you're going to write on social media. You're not constantly like wondering like, oh, what am I gonna say when I go live? Or like, what is someone gonna think of me? Or you're not like, damn, like I can't figure out what the next program is. Like, yeah, you might need some guidance. You need to bounce ideas off of people and you need to get into a room and go, what do you think about this? And is there like more strategy around? Like, sure, like there are those things, but if you force yourself into some small box or like just to fit it in, it's like you are gonna be so miserable for the sake of making money that you're gonna be like, what the hell am I even doing anyways? And that is what happened to me this year. It's like, I was like, oh, I created this super smart thing. And then I was like, I don't even want to do this. Like, I want to be with all of you. I want to do retreats. I want to be in the collective. And so we get to have both. Like you get to be smart and you get to be in your mask and you get to create strategies and you get to have the how-to and the plan. And you also get to check yourself with the feminine and like be in the flow and just like be aligned. And so let's practice that together over the next 24 hours, all right? Like, can we please be in the flow and maybe a pendulum, you know, maybe do a little pendulum, like swing to the other side. Not all of you are this way, but some of you, especially if, you know, if you're drawn to my work, like you tend to be type A, you tend to be a planner, you tend to be like a little controlled and like have your shit together, as do I. And just to like let yourself go and be like, it's all good. Like I'm gonna go throw paint at a freaking canvas, or I'm gonna turn on some music and like just let it like let myself have fun, or I'm going to, you know, burn some sage and like feel all goddessy just for like a moment. Like let yourself go play. So that is your assignment for today. So just to recap, I'm glad you guys are liking this. I'm glad you're feeling it. Heather, I think you're saying something really fun about bohemian dresses. I have got lots of recommendations. I'm happy to share where I get those. I'll put those in the link. I'll comment afterwards. I've not really seen everything come through here, so I will go back and I'll look after this. You guys, this is so much fun. 3 points today. Those of you that are all sharing on here, you've got your first point. The second point is to share in the feed. The journal question is, what are the ways that you've been avoiding the feminine energy and what has that cost you? And the third thing is go do something fun. Go do something playful. Make it simple. Take a bath, whatever that feels like for you. And then do a little post. Probably don't post yourself in the bath, but whatever works for you. Tag me on it on Insta story or your feed. I will see you guys back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. We're going to go a little bit deeper. I'm going to be walking you guys through a meditation that I'll start about 5 to 10 minutes in. So try and get here on time. I'll walk you through a meditation to really get into your body and ground the feminine energy and start listening to your intuition, start practicing that muscle. I'm going to then give you some more resources, ones that'll test your limits, maybe just a little bit more on how to dive into your intuition and your femininity. And then day 3, we're going to really, really share about how to access this in and use this in your business, and then also share with you about the Feminine Collective. So I love you. I'll talk to you soon, and I look forward to seeing your posts and all of your journal entries later tonight and tomorrow. All right, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.